Time for Korero Kaipakehi, the business news. Back with us, Giles Beckford. Kia ora.
Thank you, Susie. Atamare. In the business news this morning, regulator looks to update lines company rules. Google expands its New Zealand footprint, and we'll bring the latest from the financial markets. Rules governing electricity distribution networks are getting a makeover, as the growth of solar power is likely to see more homes and businesses feeding into the national grid. Electricity Authority says the current settings need an update as the energy sector adapts to a low emissions economy. It expects more houses to use solar power and storage batteries in the future, which will allow them to sell their surplus power back into the market. Executive of the country's biggest lines company, Vector, Simon McKenzie, says the review's timely because there have been examples overseas of excess power overloading networks at great cost.
But that's always going to be a requirement to have that visibility and be able to understand that you can't keep pushing in unlimited amounts of energy, which could cause network overload situations. And the point with this is striking the right balance. So there's the ability to put these kind of solutions in the network, but also not create what you could classify as unintended consequences and therefore significant upgrade costs, which make the kind of transition unaffordable.
Simon McKenzie of Vector. Support for making KiwiSaver mandatory is substantial and growing. Survey by the Financial Services Council shows 78% support for making it compulsory and 73% supporting an increase in contribution rates. Researchers also found nearly two-thirds are concerned about not having enough savings for their retirement. Council Chief Executive Richard Clippen says the average KiwiSaver balance is just over $25,000, and that's not enough for people to retire on.
Those who have property and anchored investments are in a much better position. But really, you know, the under 40s, the millennials coming through are not in the property generation, and they're the people who are really going to be living on their KiwiSaver and NZ Super. So it's those people typically with a longer work lifetime of, you know, 30 to 40 years that need to accumulate some substantive savings in KiwiSaver. And clearly, $25,000 is a start, but it's certainly not enough.
Richard Clinton says 17% aren't contributing to KiwiSaver at all. More than 30% contribute only the minimum 3%. Technology giant Google's investing and hiring more staff as it opens its first purpose-built office in Auckland, and it's set up a local engineering team as well. The company's launching a dedicated cloud-based service to better serve business customers. This country director, Caroline Rainsford, says the engineering team will benefit the wider tech community.
We see this as an incredible opportunity to demonstrate our further commitment to New Zealand, but also build out the very important ecosystem that we need in New Zealand to support emerging technologies like machine learning and AI, but also to support the tech ecosystem overall. We'll be looking for opportunities for that team to really work with key institutions in New Zealand on how we can just further our tech landscape here.
That's Country Director of Google, Caroline Rainsford. Looking at the markets now, Wall Street, the main indices have all retreated from highs. Investors getting just a touch nervous ahead of big earnings reports from technology companies and the Federal Reserve as well. Dow Jones is currently down just under 0.5%. The broader S&P 500 about 0.75% lower. And NASDAQ 1.5% down. Our own top 50 index had another poor day, falling 83 points, about 0.2%. And the New Zealand dollar is also a touch softer across the board. 69.5 US cents, 94.5 Australian, just above 50 British pence, 0.587 euro, 76.3 Japanese yen, and 4.53 yuan. Brent crude oil down around 30 cents at $74.20 US a barrel. And gold is up $3 at $1,800 US dollars an ounce. And in other business news, trucking firm TIL Logistics getting a bit of a makeover. It's changing its name to Move Logistics as it looks to provide better supply chain services for its customers. And recent new major shareholder Chris Dunphy is becoming an executive director as he and some other ex-Mainfreight people look at revamping the business.